evening and welcome, everyone, to week two. This is week number two of the Bearcat Coaches Show, live at Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main in Maryville, presented by KXCV 90.5 FM, the flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network. Hi, I'm Rodney Harris. I'm Director of Broadcast Services and General Manager of KXCV KRNW. And alongside, he's hiding someplace, but we've got Matt Brown, who is the sideline reporter this year. Give Matt a big round of applause if you would. Matt is a senior at Northwest Missouri State University. He's also a broadcast major, and he minors in communications and does a great job on the sideline with the crew, the broadcast crew, for Bearcat Sports. And I would be remiss and if I didn't introduce my friend to my right, now in his 28th season of Voice of the Bearcats, please welcome John Coffey. As I told you a little bit earlier, we want to welcome you all, and we want to welcome our radio audience and also our website audience. If you're unable to be here, and if you live outside of the KXCV coverage area, you can go to www.kxcv.org or northwestbearcats.com, and you can hear the stream of the coaches' shows each and every Thursday live here at Carson's. But we also want to let you know that we're very, very thankful we're at Carson's, and please give a round of a hand of applause to Carson and Renee for hosting the event. Thanks very much, guys. Carson's will be the home of the Bearcat Coaches Show all the way through, not just football season, but all the way through the middle of March. We'll highlight not only football and men's and women's basketball, but we'll also highlight all the other fall and winter sports throughout the sports seasons for the Bearcats as well. And we also have a new special feature this particular year where we're going to have what we call Meet Your Bearcat Student Athlete. So that ought to be fun as well. Tonight's show will include Adam Dorrell, head football coach of the Bearcats. It also will include Amy Phelps, interim head coach of the Bearcat volleyball team, and athletic director Wren Baker, along with our student special guest, Tori Beckham, of the Bearcat volleyball team. We'll do all that, and when we come back, we'll be back with more of the Bearcat Radio Network Coaches Show right after this one-minute timeout. You're in tune to KXCV, your flagship station for the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work and driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, family-owned since 1951, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at Compass Dental Group.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, and we're joined now by Amy Phelps, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State volleyball team. Let's welcome Amy to the show tonight. And
Amy, before we talk about the season up to this particular point, let's talk a little bit about taking over, again, becoming the interim head coach for taking over for Jessica Reinhardt, who resigned during the summer. And you've been an assistant under Jessica and also been a part of the program several years ago as a graduate assistant. And first of all, just kind of talk about taking over this summer and some of the things you wanted to implement right off the bat here.
Obviously, with the with her leaving, it was bittersweet because we all enjoyed working with Jess, and so when the opportunity was presented, I was excited, but it was a little bit bittersweet. And I guess I was caught. I mean, we didn't have a long time to plan for it. But the GA stepped up, and she's still the graduate assistant, but she's also assisting me. And we sat down and really put our heads together and thought of what we wanted to go after. And I think a couple of different things is, the way we pass. Some of our offense is a little bit different than maybe last year, but most of what you see is similar to what Jess had done last year. We wouldn't change a bunch of things just because we wanted to pick our poison and go after the things that we thought would help us the most.
I think we might talk a little bit about your background as well. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, you were a graduate assistant at Northwest Missouri State at one point after coming from Graceland, where you played and also coached at Graceland. First of all, talk about your playing career at Graceland and how that was for you.
I played under Stu McDole, and a lot of people know Stu McDole. He's a great coach. I'm glad I had that experience underneath him. He also, his main job of why he coaches is, for the players, but it's really about getting coaches out there, and so that's what he does. He mentors coaches through his summer camps, and that's how I got my start, just being a coach, just throughout the summers. And then also, they don't have assistants, so you are a student assistant. So I got my feet, got my feet wet right from the get-go, and was able to coach, from my sophomore year on. We also had a men's team there, so that was something a little bit different that a lot of programs don't have. So I was actually the student assistant for the men's program for a couple of years, which a lot of people can't say that. So that was fun. And while I was there, I was a setter. Started from my sophomore year on.
And I would guess by getting an opportunity to coach at such a young age, there kind of got in your blood a little bit and found out that that's kind of the career you wanted to have then.
Yeah, it was easy. It was easy for me. And, I looked around at some other positions that I thought I wanted to go after. And then coaching just made sense because I connected with the girls. And like I said, I just had a passion for it.
And after leaving Northwest as a graduate assistant, you were away for 6 years and really away going to Alaska. And talk a little bit about experience at Alaska Fairbanks.
It all comes back to who you know. To get a job in 2005, I was walking around in a convention for volleyball. And I remember Stu was telling me there's a position open at University of Alaska Fairbanks. And he's Graceland as well. So it was all back to who we knew. And Stu knew him. And he slid that over across the table, and I thought, Alaska, are you kidding me? I don't know that I was necessarily open-minded about it. My parents and no one really in my family was open-minded about it. I brought my brother because he was actually open-minded about me going. Went up there and on the interview, and it was way different than what I'd experienced before. But I was glad, that they offered me the job, and I had that opportunity to take on a challenge like recruiting to Alaska. I knew that would help me in the long run. To be able to do that.
What about living in Alaska? What are some of the experiences of being over there?
You see moose on the way to work. you don't see deer. We always took our recruits on dog sled rides, so that was a cool thing that a lot of people don't get to experience. It's just beautiful, and we tried to spend as much time outside as you could. And 20 below isn't really as bad as people think it is because there's no humidity. So there's a lot of education involved in Alaska because people think Alaska and they're like, oh my gosh. So that was the fun part about working there as well.
And recruiting to Alaska, what type of recruits did you bring in there?
They are adventurous and they had to want to take on the challenge of living that far away from home. So that usually narrowed your pool by quite a bit. And sometimes it's easier to recruit to Alaska than you think, because you had people who really were interested. Whereas sometimes when you regionally recruit around here, like they're looking at 5 or 6 other schools. But you just have to ask a lot of people. Not everyone wants to go to Alaska. So you have to have a bigger pool that you went after.
Now, after 6 years, and at the end, you were an associate head coach there, leaving in 2010 and decided to come back to Northwest. What made you decide that moving from Alaska back to not only the Midwest, but back to somewhere where you were a graduate assistant? What drew you back to Northwest?
I think that when you leave somewhere like Alaska, or that big of a move, it's just kind of overwhelming. So I knew Maryville. I knew what I was getting into. To make that transition, I knew it was going to be a lot easier, and I actually moved back into the same apartments that I left. So that was comforting to me. I think in a big move like that, I was looking for working underneath someone else that I had never worked under, and I had never worked under a female. And so that drew me to Jess because, you know, I wanted to see what it was like to work under a female. So those were the primary reasons why.
And after, again, as we talked a little earlier, it's worked out to where now you're a head coach here at Northwest. And, again, taking over in midsummer and getting the team ready to go when you went into a training camp this fall, what, again, were some of the main things you wanted to concentrate on with the group you had coming in here?
We thought our ball control needed to get better. And you will notice that we're a lot more aggressive servers this year. We're actually leading the conference in aces. And so serve and pass has been something that we put a lot of emphasis on. The graduate assistant who's helping us, Elena, she was the libero, starting libero at Drake. So you probably see us put a lot more emphasis on defense and, you know, defining things. But there's not a bunch of difference. It's just probably more of how we are teaching it, maybe.
I know when I talked to you earlier before your first weekend going down to Florida, you felt that that was a trip that could accomplish a couple of things. Number one, the time to get out and play some real competition, but also number two, a nice long trip where the team had a chance to bond a little bit. Talk about that trip down to Florida and how things went for you the first weekend.
A lot of people aren't maybe comfortable traveling, and this is something I was comfortable with Alaska. And it was fun to get out of Maryville. There's some team bonding. We didn't necessarily make them team bond, but laying on the beach for a couple hours, there was some bonding going on. But it was just, it was fun to experience that as a team. And I thought that we saw, you know, a couple teams that were good that, you know, we needed to stand up and learn some lessons to. And I think we did fairly well the second week. But I still think we're learning those lessons.
And after you talk about the second week, it was a trip down to Rolla for the Missouri S&T, the Middle of Everywhere Classic, as they want to call it there. And again, went 2-2 in that weekend as well. But it looks like you're playing some very good teams at this point. Where it, I would imagine from a non-conference standpoint, to be able to play those type of teams has to help as you get into the conference season.
Right. We played Southwest Minnesota State, who's now was number three, but now is number two in the nation. And we played them well up to 16 the first two sets, and you know, by the third set they know what you're going to do. They know your hand, and our team didn't respond too well to that, and we came back and hit the gym, you know, fairly hard on Monday to try to go after those, to work on that, and I felt like what you saw against Missouri Western, we had some adversity, and we turned around and pulled that out. So I think it's obviously a building process. They still have to learn. Just because they learned it once doesn't mean they're going to learn it forever. But I liked how they came back against Missouri Western from the weekend, because I thought we should have had a possibility of going 3-1 on that weekend, and we went 2-2. And so I think those lessons that we learned were applied on Tuesday night.
Again, we're talking with Amy Phillips, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State volleyball team. And, Amy, you opened up the MIAA season Tuesday night, a short trip down to St. Joseph to face Missouri Western. And that's always a fun battle, no matter what the sport is.
Yeah.
And coming away with a 3-1 win over Missouri Western. Talk about the match on Tuesday night and what it means.
Well, we have such a young group of players on our team. We're young heavy, I guess you could say, bottom heavy with how young we are, and I felt it was important for us to explain the rivalry. And so one of our seniors talked a little bit about the rivalry in the series and what it means and some of the things that we don't like about that school, and just to get them a little fired up about it. And I think the biggest thing is we haven't won there since 2008, and that resonated with them. When we came out, it didn't really look like, it looked like they wanted it more than we did. We were down 0-7 before we scored our first point. And usually when you get that down in that much of a hole, it's kind of hard to come out and actually win that set. So we lost that first set, but we went back to the game plan. And that's one of the things we've been working on just this week even, is here's the game plan, go do it. Volleyball's a little bit different than, you know, football, where it's stop and go, stop and go. Like, it's all so random. And sometimes you lose that game plan because you're like, oh my gosh, what are they doing to us? So they, you know, we still need to learn and grow about following the game plan. But they went back to the game plan. We put pressure on their serve receive, and they were out of system the rest of the match. Where the first set, you probably, I mean, we were out of system the whole entire time. They did everything correct. And so it was great for them to stand up and say, no, we're going to take this and we're going to go after the game plan.
Now, again, you go 1-0 with the win over Missouri Western on that Tuesday. Finally, you get a chance to come home this weekend.
Yeah.
And you've got two matches coming up. The first one is Friday night, and again, that's with Lindenwood. Probably a team that not a lot of people know about right now as they're coming into the MIAA for the first year. That's a match that gets underway 7 o'clock on Friday night. Talk a little bit about what Lindenwood brings.
I know Lindenwood because they're in our conference for Graceland. And they want it a lot. And so we played them last fall when they were just making the transition down at Bolivar, and they beat us. And, you know, what you see from Lindenwood is that they're used to winning the HAC, which is the Heart of America Athletic Conference that I played in. And so they have that championship attitude, and they're going to take it to Division II. You're not going to see them back down. They're from St. Louis, so they have good recruits. But the thing about NAI teams, and I'm trying to stress to our players, is they're scrappy. They find ways to get kills because they don't get those, you know, 6-foot players that can touch 10-foot, you know, that can put a ball away. So they're gonna hang on throughout the whole entire match and dig balls. So, you know, we have a game plan and a way of attacking them that we need to go after them so that they're not able to do that. But they will put up a fight.
And again, that's Friday night at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, back at Bearcat Arena, you've got a 6 o'clock match there with the Missouri Southern, and a longtime MIAA opponent.
Yeah, Missouri Southern hasn't done well the past 2 years. They've had a coaching change, but I know that coach, and I know that she'll bring them, you know, here to fight. And she will make them have passion if they don't. And so, you know, we can't take that game lightly just because they've been picked to finish the bottom of the MIAA, because as we all know, the MIAA for volleyball, especially for a lot of sports, but for us, is that you got to fight every single night.
And again, this weekend, 7 o'clock Friday night, Lindenwood. Then 6 o'clock on Saturday, Missouri Southern. Noah, you want to invite everybody out to watch some good volleyball this weekend.
Yeah, come watch us. You know, we're energetic. We have a lot of fun playing, and we want to, obviously, we want to continue the tradition that Jess, you know, started the last 2 years of having championship volleyball, and we want everyone to come out and watch us do it.
All right, Amy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Again, that's Amy Phelps, the head volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. And again, the volleyball team home this weekend. They've got matches on Friday night with Lindenwood at 7 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock on Saturday, Missouri Southern out at Bearcat Arena. So again, that's coming up this weekend. We're not done talking volleyball. Coming up next, we'll have Rod Harris back with us. We'll be talking with volleyball player Tori Beckham. That's coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Services include open bowling daily, lanes and cosmic bowling for all ages, as well as lane rental for special occasions. Bearcat Lanes and Lounge, located at 1803 South Main, 562-2571.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live at Carson Sports Grill here in Maryville. Everyone having a great time tonight, and we would like to see you here at Carson's as well, so make plans to come on out either tonight or next Thursday or any Thursday. Clear through basketball season, we'll be here to talk Bearcat sports with you. And I do want to remind you that some of your servers probably slipped you at your table a little sign that says, "You are a winner." And if that's the case, before you leave here tonight, see me, and you'll be able to win some cool prizes courtesy of Jim and Amy at the student body right here in Maryville. So some really neat prizes, some hats and some T-shirts and things like that coming up as well. Right now, we want to get into our very special student feature that we're doing for the first time this year. It's Meet Your Bearcat Student Athlete. And at this time, we're pleased to introduce the defensive specialist, a 5'8 senior from Kansas City, Missouri. Please give her a nice, warm Bearcat welcome, Tori Beckham. Now, Tori, explain a little bit about how you became a Bearcat. You're a graduate of Park High School, right?
Park Hill, yeah.
Park Hill High School, a transfer from the University of Buffalo, and you've been here the last couple of years, and you're in your senior year this year.
Yep.
Tell us how you got here.
All righty. Well, before I even decided that I wanted to play volleyball in college, Northwest always attracted me. I always heard great things about the education program, and being a middle school education teacher, I've always wanted to be a teacher, have all my life. So if I was not playing volleyball or any other sports, I knew I wanted to be a Bearcat. But when the opportunity opened up that I could go and play Division I volleyball, I went ahead and made the move and the adjustment to Buffalo and had a good time. Loved being able to play the fast-paced game of Division I volleyball. I've loved everything about it, but I didn't have that team chemistry with my team that I really wanted and knew that I had the passion to have. And then I got a hold of Jess, and I got to come home, and my parents get to come to every single one of my games, opposed to about 50 to 75% that they made in Buffalo. So I love being close to my friends and family. And what I loved about Maryville is the great community and fan support. And I love the team. I love the coaching staff. Our team is very quirky, which I thoroughly enjoy. We're goofy. And I just think we have a really family feel atmosphere, just like the community does here. So I just thought it was a really good fit for me.
You know, like a lot of other teams, volleyball is really a team game. How important is that team chemistry?
Oh, it makes us and it breaks us. It really does. And in the games that we shine, our chemistry's there. In the games that we don't shine so much, we know that that's usually the thing that's crumbling from us. That and our communication are usually the two things that, if we're not doing the right things on the court, those are the two things that we can usually improve and instantly will have points up on the scoreboard.
I don't want to mess this up. In 2011, you played all 31 matches for the Bearcats. You tallied a total of 571 digs to lead the team. You averaged almost 5 digs per set. And you recorded 23 service aces, which was second on the team. And you were second on the team with 67 assists. Now, that's a pretty good season by all accounts. How'd you get it done, and what's your goals for this year?
You know, I think that because our game is such a team-oriented thing, I couldn't have been where I was last year without the support of my team. It all comes down to if we have a great block lineup, they're funneling the balls to the defense. And without a good block setup, I can't get the digs and everything without them. So we do a lot of serving in practice, so that comes in with all the aces. Coach Amy has really stressed the importance of serve and pass game this year, and so we take a lot of time out of our practice, really focusing on, trying to get other teams out of system and getting into a defense that we really want to be in. And this year, Elena has incorporated, and Coach Amy, a new type of defense for us that when other teams are out of system, it's getting the ball more to me, which actually it ends up being pretty awesome. but our block, it all comes down to how well our block is lining up. And honestly, defense has been so much easier this year, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I love digging balls, so they're doing a really good job. And my goals are 702 digs for this season. That will get the school record. So we're pretty close to on track there. So that's what I'm hoping for. And I just want to get to the NCAA tournament. So if that means I have to dig 400 balls and we get there, or if I have to dig 900 balls and we get there, that's the goal, NCAA tournament. So
now you're coming off a big win, as John talked with Coach Phelps a little earlier, against Missouri Western. first time since 2008 that you went down there and won, and you did impressively with that 3-1 score in that. Give us your impressions of the Missouri Western rivalry and that particular match and what it meant to the team.
Well, first things first, I remember as soon as we stepped on the court, I remember Mackie specifically said, let's win this for our seniors. And, you know, that's one of the things that as a senior it really starts to get to you. You know, you're like, oh, gosh, this is the last time that I'm playing Mo-West at Mo-West. And so it was awesome to see that, you know, Mackie and our underclassmen really wanted to get the win for us. And the rivalry, oh, Mo-West, gosh, where do I start? You know, they're so close to us, so it obviously, like, gets us going a little bit. And all the St. Joe fans, you're either a Mo-West fan or you're a Northwest fan. And so we're trying to get some of those St. Joe people to like the Bearcats even more. So we obviously, every time we want to go down there, we want to put it to them. But it's always a fun matchup. But Mo-West does a good job in draining our energy in their gym. So luckily after that first set, we stepped on the court and we put them where they should be.
Okay. All right. What you talked a little bit about, you know, you're an education major. Talk a little bit about your major and minor and what you plan on doing upon graduation.
I am a middle school education major, and I have basically minors and emphasis in math, business, and in science. So I'll be certified to teach either math, business, or science courses, grades 5 through 9. I would love to be an 8th grade algebra teacher. I love middle school kids. They're awesome. They're going through, you know, kind of an awkward adolescent stage, but they're pretty cool, and I just really enjoy them. I'm hoping to go back to Kansas City and hopefully work in the Park Hill School District. I loved where I grew up, and I think it's a great place to be a teacher at, and they have a great reputation for education. So,
you know, we talked last week a little bit that Northwest, the athletic department, not only do they, you know, strive for excellence on the court or on the field, but they strive for excellence in the classroom as well. Academics and GPA mean a lot to the Bearcats.
Yes, indeed. It's huge. I think it's very important for any athlete to make sure that, you know, they're not only doing their job on the field, but in the classroom, because what is it? 90% of student athletes are going to go pro in something other than sports. So I think it's important that when you do decide that you want to be a college athlete, that, you know, you're putting your academics first. And I strive to make sure that all my homework's done. You know, Sundays, if I'm behind, it's Sunday's time to get caught up on homework so I can focus on next week and really focus on my games for the next week rather than having to worry about so much homework that I have to do. So definitely staying on top of academics is a huge key.
What are some of the things that you're involved in other than volleyball and academics?
I am involved in Pi Omega Pi. It's a business education sorority philanthropy thing. And basically what we do is we do some newsletters and different types of things throughout the year. We'll go to a conference in April, and I'll get to go this year because I won't have spring ball, so that'll be kind of exciting. And really, I do a lot of tutoring with my teammates. They like to come to me for math help, so that's fun. And I'm also a volleyball coach, and I enjoy it absolutely. I've coached 17-year-olds through, I think the youngest girl I've coached is 13s. So that's what I like to do in my spare time. I love to coach volleyball.
Okay, now we asked this last week of our two student athletes. What's something that you enjoy or a hobby or something that you do that people wouldn't dream that Tori Beckham would do? Something quirky, something funny. You know, we found out last week that Tyler Shaw loves cartoons, and he can tell you everything about cartoons, the old ones, the new ones, that kind of thing. Is there anything that you can think of that people would be surprised to know about Tori Beckham?
Well, I love thrilling things. I love roller coasters. I love haunted houses. I'm a big scary movie fan. Like, you cannot scare me. Like, I enjoy being scared, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's the best I got. Yeah. Gosh.
Tori, how important is it? I know we've got a couple of big matches coming up Friday night, tomorrow night, and then again on Saturday at 6 o'clock at Bearcat Arena. How important is it that we get all these folks out to support Bearcat volleyball?
Well, our team is pumped up for their first home game, and I know that from 2 years ago to last year, we had some great fan support, and we keep looking to increase that. And really, if you think back to 2 years ago, our Washburn Dig Pink game, we beat the number two team in the nation. And honestly, that came down to how full our arena was. We had a packed house, and we are just so excited. We wanted to win it for our fans. And I think the more people that we get into our gym, the more adrenaline gets going, and the more you want to win it, not only for yourself, your teammates, and your coaching staff, but also for the community and the athletic team. Like, it's such a big deal. Like, the more people you can get packed into the arena, the more fans that you have on your side, like, to put the other team down. It's just awesome.
Tori, thanks very much. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Folks, Tori Beckham, defensive specialist for the Bearcat volleyball team.
Thank you.
And make sure that you're able to come out to Bearcat Arena Friday night, Saturday night, and support these Bearcat women. They're really doing great things this year, and it means so much to fill the place up and show them your support. So Friday and Saturday, Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Doral. We'll do that right after this one-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV, your flagship station for the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. It's my pleasure to welcome to the KXCV KRNW microphones Adam Doral, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. AD, a tough loss on Saturday down to Warrensburg against Central Missouri, 31-21 the final score, and really it was a tough second quarter. I think that was one of the big differences in the
ballgame. Yeah, I think so. The the play right before half allowed them to score again. They kind of put it over the top, but I'm proud of our kids. I thought we may have turned the corner a little bit offensively mid to late third quarter. I thought we started clicking a little bit, started making some plays down the field, so... hopefully that'll carry in to Saturday's game.
Now, another game where you've lost some players on the line, this time on the offensive side, losing a couple players early in the ball game. Well, how much did that affect the offense, especially in the first half, trying to maybe adjust to having a couple guys out of the lineup there?
Well, I'm sure it doesn't help, but it's, we don't accept excuses. I don't give them to the kids, and I don't want to hear them from them. So, kids have got to be ready to play, and we definitely practice too deep at each position throughout the week, and we always have. And, grading the kids that came in for those injured guys, they did okay. And, I was proud of them, the way they competed. And both the kids that came in were playing in their first college football game. That's not the easiest thing in the world to do, and those guys are going to have to turn around and start this week. So, hopefully that experience that they gained last week will help them Saturday get off on a good foot and, get some good rhythm, and confidence is the big thing with any kid making his first start. You want to get some confidence early in the game, and hopefully they'll do that.
I know, talking with you after the game, you felt one of the keys to the game, too, that Northwest came out a little bit flat to start the ball game.
Yeah, I did. I'm not sure why. We've talked to our team about that a little bit. It was really more so offensively, and I think sometimes maybe kids get a little bit too geeked up throughout the week, and maybe it'll drain them a little bit. But we didn't play with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy like we like to play with. So, again, that's something that we've talked a lot about, not just me, our seniors. Our seniors have really talked about that this week with our team. And, you know, anytime you have a problem in your program, when your seniors can fix it, they're the ones to take the lead. They're the ones to identify the problem a little bit. That always makes you feel good as a coach. It makes you feel like you're going in the right direction.
I would think another thing that you can take from the game, you fell behind at 31-7, and at that point, team could have maybe hung their head just a little bit, but you came back and in that second half really came out and a different type of team and came out and really at one point still you were in the ballgame then.
Yeah, we did. You know, we did some good things, you know, mid to late third quarter. And, you know, again, hopefully that'll carry over. I was just, you know, Tyler Shaw made some plays and maybe sparked us a little bit. And, you know, I feel like we got Trevor going a little bit. And Jordan Simmons, you know, we were splitting him out and doing some different things with him, getting him matched up on their safety. So, yeah, they did. I was proud of them for that. You know, our kids aren't going to quit. It's just, you know, looking back at the film, what we did defensively was, you know, enough for us to win the game. Special teams, obviously offensively, that just really shot us in the foot from the get-go.
When you talk about special teams, I thought another key in the game was the punter for Central Missouri. He put you guys up with your backs up against the wall several times with some punts inside the five-yard line.
Yeah, he did. It's one of those years, if you look at the punting averages right now across the country, the MIAA has a couple guys in the top 10, you know, our guy being one of them. So, yeah, he did. He did a really good job of directional punting. You know, there was a little bit of a wind coming out of the north, going northeast, and he did a really good job kicking against it, too. He played it right and pinned us in the deep in that end zone one time.
Now, as you look ahead, you've got Fort Hays State coming to town on Saturday. Another MIAA matchup. Third straight year that Fort Hays State has come to Maryville. Now, on the other hand, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
West went down in Warrensburg three straight years, but you've had Fort Hays come here for 3 years in a row now. And let's talk about Fort Hays State with their head coach in the second year of the program there and the type of improvements that we're seeing out of the Tigers out of Fort Hays.
Yeah, Chris is a good friend of mine. I've known him for a lot of years. You know, talking to him a little bit this week. They're doing some good things. I think he's, you know, a little bit disappointed with their outcomes and their scores. Some of the things they're doing really well is they're playing two quarterbacks, and that's been difficult for our defense because we don't know who's going to start. One of them, they're entirely different quarterbacks. One of them is a pocket passer. The other kid moves around and runs with his feet. And if he breaks the pocket, he's going to roll right and throw a backside post, so he's kind of dangerous. So that'll be the first thing to look at on Saturday to see who the first quarterback is. They run out there and we'll kind of, they're really different offensively depending on who's playing quarterback for them. So that's going to be our biggest challenge right away to kind of figure that out. The things they're doing well, I feel like, you know, offensively they're trying to spread it around. But defensively, they're playing pretty good defense, but they're just giving up some big plays. So hopefully we can exploit that. They've got a kid that's punting the ball well and kicking kickoff, and then their kick return guys. They got two guys getting back there right now that are doing really well in the kick return game.
One of the things you talk about defense, it seems like they're giving up quite a few points.
Yeah, they are. They've got a corner that, you know, we'll see if he plays or not. He's given up a couple big plays in the first couple weeks, and you know, it's something you look at on film. You try to target. You try not to overdo that with your kids, you know, too much. But you know, we as coaches can effectively game plan to target him a little bit through the pass progression and the route. So we've done that, and we'll just have to wait and see. We've got a block first, and we've got a throw, we got a catch, and then run afterwards.
As far as reacting to the loss last week, and as far as the practice this week, how's the team done as far as coming out and practice and getting ready? Do you like the attitude the team's had this week?
Yeah, they've done well. Like I said, you know, anytime you don't play well, obviously it's very disappointing. You know, you work year in, year out. To have a championship football program, and that's the kids' goal too. That's our goal as coaches. And I just was very pleased with what I saw from our seniors starting Sunday. They had a team meeting Monday by themselves. They totally organized, and they've just been holding themselves accountable and had a lot of accountability with the younger guys. And we've got some younger guys that are having to play right now, and some of them having to start. So it's been fun to watch them this week, get those kids ready to go.
That would be good to get back at Bearcat Stadium.
It will. It's going to be really, be honest, it's going to be really good to get back on the field Saturday. We're real excited about it. And Saturday, 1 o'clock, can't come soon enough.
And again, should have another good crowd for another matchup with Fort Hays.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, we're very excited about Military Appreciation Day. We've done some different things. Partnered with the ROTC here in Maryville, and you know, you're going to see some different things on our uniform. We're real excited about, our kids are excited about, and they got a chance to see those today, and we unveiled them. So, you know, our marketing people have done a good job with that. So we're excited. I know there's going to be a lot of military people there. We've got a lot of alum that are coming back. I know the guys that I've talked to that were in the military, and so we're just excited, and we want to play well for those people.
All right. Well, I'll be back a little bit later during the program and take some questions from the crowd. And we've had a number that have written in some questions for you, and we'll have that in about 10 minutes or so.
Sure.
So we'll bring you back and talk more Bearcat football.
Great. Rick Carter had a card over there, so make sure Rick Carter gets his card turned in. Got a good suggestion over there from Rick Carter.
He's always full of us.
Oh, he's got great ideas.
All right. That's Adam Durrell, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll have AD back a little bit later and answer some questions from the crowd. That's coming up. Probably about 10 minutes or so, but up next is the athletics director at Northwest Missouri State, Wren Baker, as Rodney will talk to Wren. That's coming up right after this timeout as you're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV Radio.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show here live at Carson Sports Grill in Maryville. And very happy to join the evening broadcast tonight is Athletic Director Wren Baker. Wren is now in his second full year as Athletic Director for the Bearcats. He previously was the Athletic Director at Rogers State University, was the youngest AD in the nation at that time. He also was a member of Coach Sutton's basketball staff at Oklahoma State, but we're really, really happy to have him here as our athletic director. Folks, give him a nice warm round of applause. Your athletic director, Wren Baker.
Thank you. Thanks, John. And Rodney, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you tonight.
Wren, let's talk a little bit. Another academic and sports year is underway. Your impressions so far of the new year?
Well, I love this time of year as an athletic director. And when I coach as well, I always say, everybody's competing for a championship. No, playing time has not become a factor yet, so everybody's attitude's great. It's a fun time to be on college campuses. Everybody's excited to start the new year. And we had our student-athlete meeting last week where we outlined some expectations, and we talked a lot about academics. And, you know, that's one thing that we're very, very proud of is we have a very high student-athlete success rate with our academics and also our graduation rate, usually at least 10% or more above the national average. And we've been at first or second in the conference now in academic success rates for a long time, competing with Truman for that top spot.
You know, and that is important. We've talked the last couple of weeks that you place a really high level expectations on your athletes to perform in the classroom as well as on the field or on the court.
We do. And in fact, when we had our meeting last week, we put up a slide. We had a slideshow, and in that slideshow, we told them where we ranked and where everybody else in the conference ranked. And there's some of our very bitter rivals that are near the bottom in academic success rates. I won't call them out on this particular show, but that's a matter of public record if you'd like to look that up. So we do treat that as a competition, and we talk a lot about it.
It's also important for you to be actively involved in the community, and that's something that the athletes really embrace, and they do a lot. You might explain some of the things that they're involved in within the community.
we've always done a good job of that here way before I got here, but we've emphasized a lot of new initiatives in the last year or two, including a special relationship with Special Olympics. I think that that's one that's a natural blend for us, and we hosted basketball last year and also the spring games, and our student athletes volunteered at those things. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we have student athletes who are bigs and who are mentors to young people that need it. We've been involved with Habitat for Humanity this summer, helped with that, Relay for Life. And most recently, we partnered with our friends at Central Missouri to do the Bearcat and Mules for Charlie, which we did these yellow bracelets and raised a significant amount of money for Charlie, a young lady here in town who's battling cancer, and we donated to Make-A-Wish on her behalf.
And it's, it's no surprise to folks in the audience, I'm sure, that have a winning program, finances are important. And it's something that I think you're proud of this year. The corporate sponsorship from this community has been outstanding.
It has. We really got out and told our story this year, and the community has embraced that. We had a 10% growth goal. We still have a couple of deals that we're finalizing, but we're going to come in well above a 10% growth goal, the goal that we had. And we're very proud of that, very proud of our external team. Nate Davis, Scott Nielsen, and Philip Dowden, they're involved with that a lot. And so they've done a great job of getting out and telling our story, and the community businesses have done a great job of supporting the Bearcats.
Now, individually, a great way for people to be involved and be a real part of Bearcat Athletics is the Bearcat Booster Club. Talk about how I think they're involved in a big membership drive right now.
We have been, and what we really went away from is the approach of you have to be a member to get tickets. Because we have a lot of people that don't live regionally where they can buy season tickets, and there's still we have 450 athletes who we need to support, and the state support is eroding and with the economy, and that's just the way it is. And so the Booster Club is an avenue that people can do that. They can support at whatever level. It's charitable giving, so Uncle Sam will give you a break when you do that, and literally you touch 450 student athletes, 16 teams. It's very impactful. We could not compete at the level we do without our Booster Club support. There's no doubt about that.
If someone wanted to join the Bearcat Booster Club, how do they go about it?
If you go to our website, northwestbearcats.com, there's a tab that you can click on to join the Booster Club, or you can just call the athletics office and we'll send you a brochure. And I promise you that I will collect it if you call, and we're always eager to get donations. So I'm very excited about that. Our numbers are trending up there as well.
One of the big events that always happens for the last several years, year in, year out, has been the annual Fall Classic at Arrowhead as our Northwest Bearcats take on Pitt State, which has been a big rival in the past, continues to be a big rivalry, and I know there's been a time change and some information that you might be able to pass along.
Yeah, originally that game was scheduled for 2 p.m., and we've actually moved it back to 4 p.m., and primarily just to give people who might have activities that morning, especially youth sports, the opportunity to get those out of the way and still show up. I would imagine, we've outnumbered Pitt and fans the last 3 or 4 years, but I would imagine with them winning last year and winning the national championship, they're going to show up. So we really need the Bearcats to show up as well. And so you can purchase those tickets, again, by visiting northwestbearcats.com or from the Chiefs directly.
It's important to have a big crowd, but it is a great, fun event, isn't it?
It is. It's great for our fans, for our student athletes. I mean, that's such a special venue. We actually did the walkthrough earlier this week, which we do every year, and it's just a really special place, special time.
Talk a little bit about what you've got lots of things going on this weekend. Talk a little bit about the events that are going on and some of the things that you'll see at those events.
Well, I think I'll start by saying we have several people here associated with it now, but tomorrow we have the Chip Strong Memorial Golf Tournament. Chip Strong was a great booster and supporter of the Bearcats, a very loyal fan, a regent. And he passed away a few years ago, and his daughter Allison, to honor him, has started a golf tournament, and a lot of those proceeds go back to our athletic programs, and so we have a lot of people back. I'd also mention that Steve Tappmeyer is here tonight. Coach, it's welcome back, Coach Tappmeyer. Coach Tappmeyer and I have only got to know each other the last couple of years, but I've known who he was for a long time. Great basketball coach, and certainly he had some great teams here, and it's a pleasure to have him back. So we kick off with the Chip Strong tournament tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be out there some, and then volleyball's at home tomorrow night, and want to get a great crowd out for them. They're riding the momentum from that unbelievable match over at Missouri Western that they won. After the game, we're going to have a meet the team so fans can meet the girls. Just a great group of young ladies. I think our fans will be very excited about that. We'll have posters that can be signed and all that stuff. And then, of course, Saturday, football game. We have Military Appreciation Day, which we're very excited about. We have a ton of things to honor, special camo uniforms that we've never done before, and it's going to be a fun day and a great day as we honor those who have given the greatest of sacrifices, and that's some their life and others a lot of their time away from family and away from normal life as they know it to protect our freedoms and liberties. So we're excited to have that opportunity.
And the Hy-Vee Bearcat Zone opens at 11 o'clock Saturday.
We do. Our friends at Hy-Vee did an enhanced partnership with us this year, doing a lot of neat things out there at the Bearcat Zone. You can enter a drawing to have your tailgate catered by Hy-Vee. When, you know, they do a great job. And so, yeah, that's going to open up, and all the band festivities. Of course, we have the inflatables out there for the kids to come out and play. And that's an awesome atmosphere up there. It's one of the things that makes Northwest special is things like the tailgate and atmosphere before a football game.
Wren, we appreciate you taking the time joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Thank you.
Thank you. Always happy to do it. Thank you, guys.
That's Wren Baker, Athletic Director of Northwest Missouri State University. We'll be back with your questions so you can interact directly with the coaches right after this one-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's Bearcat Radio Network broadcast is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice at 119 East 4th in Maryville. More information available at 660-582-7196.
This broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by the Northwest Medical Center of Albany, Missouri. The Northwest Medical Center offers ambulatory and general surgery, cardiac rehabilitation, dietary counseling, and occupational therapy at 705 North College in Albany, Missouri. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from A&G Restaurant in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering located at 208 North Main in Maryville. More information available at agrestaurant.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
And welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill. Alongside is Adam Durrell, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, and Amy Phelps back with us, the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team. And again, both will be home this weekend for some big games and matches coming up here. And it's time to take some questions from the crowd. And again, still time to get a question up here. If you're sitting at your table, there's some question cards there. Go ahead and fill out a question card and send it up our way for Amy and AD. And first question we have here comes for football, and AD, it talks about how do you keep the team's morale up after following a tough loss like Saturday with Central?
The biggest thing you do is just you know, watch the tape and challenge them a little bit, and you know, the kids are very competitive on their own, so you know, they want to make a wrong right, and that's the biggest thing. And then just move on. You got to move on after Monday. You evaluate Sunday's the film from Saturday on Sunday. You talk about it. You make corrections. You do the things you need to do on Monday, and then when we get to the practice field on Tuesday, you're on to the next opponent, and you don't talk about last week. And that's whether you win or whether you lose. You know, you got to move forward.
Yeah, Amy. One thing we talked about a little bit earlier, and also Rodney talked about too. You got two home matches coming up this weekend, tomorrow, and then on Saturday. And it seems like the crowds for Bearcat volleyball have really been growing the last couple of 3 years. And how important is it to have a big crowd coming in for two what should be good matches this weekend?
It's really huge. I mean, they're behind us all the time. You know, they're going to support us and just give us extra oomph to go after what we want. Even if, you know, we might be down a little bit every once in a while, they're going to provide that for us. So it's really essential. It's you know, like you said, it's grown up after over the last 2 years. And so I'm excited to see what they bring tomorrow.
And how much fun is it to see the program grow and the interest in the program grow the way it is?
It's really fun. Jess put a lot of hard work into turning the program around, and I'm just honored to really carry it on.
Now, AD, a question comes from Dave Howell here talking about, and this, I think this is a good point here, talking about opposing players pulling off their helmets, and he's wondering if the players are wearing their helmets too loose. And, of course, that's more of a concern this year with some changes in the rules with a player having to come out if a helmet pops off during a play. And just kind of talk about that and what you've seen out of opposing
players. Sure. They're doing statistics, and they monitor it each week. After the East Central Oklahoma game, the MIAA had 8 games, and there was 91 helmets that came off in 8 MIAA games. So that's a lot. And that first week versus East Central Oklahoma, I think we had 8 or 9 helmets come off. The big thing that we found is the kids like to wear a gel chin strap that's more comfortable, and we've just made them take the gel chin strap off and wear the old school ones. Kelly Quinlan does every Saturday morning. She refits their helmet, and there's procedures for the fitting properly with air and stuff. So we fixed it. We did a really good job with it Saturday at Warrensburg. But it's the number I just looked at before I came up here. The league office sent it back from league week 2, and I think it was down to 50 helmets off after week 2. So, you know, hopefully their goal, obviously, the league and the NCAA, is to keep it, you know, declining as the year goes on.
And obviously it's a very serious situation.
Yeah,
from the NFL on down, you just read and hear so many cases of guys who have played football for a long time from the NFL having problems later in life because of concussions. And that's something that I think is starting even at a youth age now. People are more concerned about that.
Yeah, I think they are. They're more cognitive of it. The safety equipment's getting better as it goes on. And then, you know, you factor in the strategic part of it. Versus East Central Oklahoma, you know, our quarterback lost his helmet twice on second down, so that means he came out in third down, and it's hard to run your backup quarterback in there on third long and have him throw a pass that he's been sitting on the sideline and been cold. So it's also helped the kids, I think, pay a little bit more attention on the sideline and be ready to go.
Now, we also have a question concerning how Northwest uses the running game and a passing game to support each other. Might talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, right now we're really deficient in the running game. I think we're averaging 2.3 yards a carry, and we've gone back and we're assessing what we're doing. We've looked at the things we're doing well, the things we're doing bad. And we're going to try to do a few different things Saturday, a couple new schemes to get Jordan and James going. I just really feel like if we can get those guys going, get them off and running, that's just naturally going to help our play-action passing game and take pressure off our quarterback, take pressure off our offensive line. You want to throw the football because you want to, not because you have to. And right now we're throwing the football because, you know, we have to.
And is that the biggest thing right now with the offense, is just trying to get that running game going?
It is. In my opinion, it's something that we've just really hammered home to the kids this week. And, again, we're trying some new things that have been good this week in practice, and hopefully they'll carry over Saturday. But I feel like if we can get those two out and running a little bit, I think it's just naturally going to help everybody.
Yeah, and Amy Phelps with us, the volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. And, Amy, as far as what fans can expect to see when they come out this weekend, especially coming off a win, what are some of the things right now you like about the way the team's playing here?
Intensity. You know, I think that one of the things we stressed is what are we going for and putting a focus on what we are trying to achieve. And so intensity to go after that. All of our girls have passion individually, and you're going to hopefully see that passion in one direction. So those two things, I think, and we really instilled in them this preseason to go after every single ball, every ball. I mean, don't make a judgment on anything. And you need to be the one that makes the play that no one ever thought that could be made. And so I think you're going to see that we're never going to give up as well.
All right, Nadine, we have about a minute left here. Just talk about what you see as some of the keys to a win on Saturday with the game with Fort Hays.
Well, the big thing is we got to get off and get some confidence in offense. Our quarterback, our skill kids, our O-line, that's going to be the big thing for me. Not throughout the course of the game. We need to do it right away in the first quarter. We need to get out and get some big plays on offense. We need to be able to run the football a little bit. And, you know, hopefully you'll see our confidence grow and pick up where we left off last week.
All right. My thanks to our coaches involved for the show tonight. Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell, and also the head coach of the volleyball team, Amy Phelps. A big round of applause for their two coaches for being with us here this evening. And again, for the Northwest volleyball team, a couple of home matches this weekend. Tomorrow night out at Bearcat Arena, 7 o'clock is the start time with Lindenwood. And then on Saturday, right after the Bearcat football game, over at 6 o'clock, it's Northwest and Missouri Southern in a volleyball match there. And, of course, the Bearcat football team in action as they will be facing Fort Hays State. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock is kickoff time. You can hear the game on KXCV, KRNW, beginning with our pregame activities and Bearcat game day at 12 noon from Bearcat Stadium. My thanks to everyone involved with our show tonight, the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, every Thursday night, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. For Rodney Harris, I'm John Coffey, and we'll be back again next week.